Welcome to the Outsource Accelerator podcast. This is a short format podcast where we explore business and outsourcing mastery. My name is Derek Gallimore, and I am really excited to bring you the leading podcast in outsourcing. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is episode number 220. So today I am talking to Anthony Kuhn of 247 CSR. It is an outsourcing supplier just outside of Metro Manila in a place called Batangas City. For those that don't know, and many likely don't, that is a fantastic little city outside of Metro Manila. It has some incredible diving spots, some of the best diving spots in the world, quite close to this city on the coastline there. So quite a pleasant place. Anthony Kuhn has been here many, many years, 17 years, I think. So we discuss his journey into the Philippines and into outsourcing in this episode. And of course, we spend a little bit of time talking about his outsourcing service. So I enjoyed our chat, and I hope you do too. If you want to know any more about this episode, you can go to our show notes, which is at outsourceaccelerator.com/220. Enjoy. Hi, and welcome back, everybody. Hi, Anthony Kuhn. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much.
Good. And so thank you so much for joining me here. You are an American from Chicago, and we both found ourselves here in Manila, Philippines.
Correct.
And we only recently just discovered that we actually live quite close to each other here in Rockwell. So what a coincidence.
Yeah, worked out really nice.
And thank you so much for your time. You are the founder of 247 CSR, which is an outsourcing supplier. And you have certain skill sets that you specialize in. So I really want to explore that and see how that can be valuable for businesses, of course. But first of all, it would be fantastic if you could just introduce yourself and give people out there a sense of how you found yourself here in the Philippines.
I originally came here in 2001 to the Philippines, and I came over here actually on a vacation, just on a holiday, from Las Vegas at the time. And I came over here with a friend of mine, and we were exploring, and that's when the internet business was just getting started in those days. Came to the Philippines, I loved the people, ended up in this area in Metro Manila, and we were still doing business back and forth, and I wasn't committed to being in the USA. And then after climbing some volcanoes and scuba diving in the ocean, I decided, hey, you know, I'd like to stay here and work. And I seen the opportunity to actually work with another call center. And at that point in time, I think I said to myself, I can do this similar business and provide products to people all over the world doing the same thing.
Right, and so the outsourcing industry, you know, you have sort of seen it grow, really. In 2001, you know, it's kind of a tech industry, and so we're talking 17 years in the tech world, really is a lifetime, and outsourcing has been going really only 25 years, so you've really seen this whole thing mature.
Quite a bit.
And how have you seen it change, especially in terms of the functions performed in outsourcing? Because originally it was really just people on telephones. Yeah. How have you seen the industry evolve?
Well, yeah, back in those days, India was primarily the main outsourcer for call centers, phones. And back in those days, I think one of the biggest difficulties was the internet infrastructure in the area. And then once the major players started coming in to the Metro Manila area, that helped increase. So the development of the call centers did grow quite rapidly, but that was for companies that were, you know, interested in large groups of people. Whereas when I started getting into the business, it was more of smaller accounts. It was like one person, five persons. So it was a lot easier. It was nice to have that one-on-one with people. And most of the people that I was communicating with, it was just word of mouth. Hey, I've been working with Anthony for a while, and I still have actually some of those clients that I've been working with ever since then. It's all about the long-term business. But the challenge always, as it's growing with the call center business, and even today, with artificial intelligence coming into play, there are some challenges. But I mean, as long as you have a solid relationship with your clients and you're very transparent and honest, and you meet each one of their individual unique needs, I think there's still a great opportunity to keep going here in the Philippines.
Yeah, I want to get your opinion on automation and robotics and AI. It's a big talking point here in the Philippines, but we can maybe leave that to a little bit further down the story. But yeah, definitely, everyone's thinking about it and talking about it here, aren't they? In 2001, can you give people an insight into, because now everything is so easy, everything is kind of a membership based, everything is in the cloud, what sort of, and really the reason why outsourcing was only available to the big guys in the beginning was because you had to build the facilities, put in the servers, bring in all the hardware, whereas now everything is really just, you subscribe to it. What was it like in 2001? Was it still really, a massive hardware server job to get things off the ground?
Yeah, for some of the hardware requirements. And then one of the things, unless you had actually people that were specifically trained, which was a difficult part as far as your IT directors, and then there were so many different suppliers of different products. You had your different call center softwares. And I believe most everybody has progressed and you've learned. So that's the nice thing over being here over time is you've had a lot of opportunities to perfect your systems, your redundancy is just in case there's power disruptions, just to make everything completely redundant. But I would say the finding the key people and keeping those people once you've identified them, and then letting them grow with your company, that was the biggest advantage. And I still have actually some of the people that have been with me from the very beginning handling my operations.
Right. It really has evolved, isn't it? John Kaplan of Tally Development, I'm not sure if you're aware of him, but he came from the US about 25 years ago, and he was saying the first outsourcing salaries, well, the first packaged prices were about $78 per hour, and that's 25 years ago, apparently. And you can just see now that price competition and with everything trimming down, is incredible.
Yeah, the competition actually, and there is a different style of different, you have your large outsourcing corporations, but after a while, a lot of people were like, hey, we see this happening, and everybody wanted to believe they could open up a call center because they were seeing the growth. The trick that everybody and some of the people that couldn't do it properly was they just had poor infrastructure.
Right.
And if you didn't set it up properly, you're explaining to a client, yeah, we can do this for you, and then the client said, okay, go, let's do this, and then they couldn't perform it, that ended up putting in some bad situations, I would imagine, for some people that really wanted to outsource. And nowadays, there are quite a large amount of companies that are doing this now from all different sorts of companies from Australia, from the US, your clients, which we mainly deal with is just the Western countries. But me being here and being able to communicate directly with the clients, there's no choices on saying, I'll tell them either we can do this for you or we can't do this for you. We don't really specialize on programming. The CSR really stands for customer service representative, and that's what we wanted to provide. We wanted to just have outstanding inbound and outbound services, and then we kind of expanded from there into some of the non-voice and the other options. But yeah, there is quite a bit of competition, and I think clients would like to speak with somebody directly and not just hear, yes, we can do it just to get the business. For me, it's all about long-term relationships with people.
Absolutely. And how have you seen the clients' appreciation and understanding and even acceptance of outsourcing evolve over the last 20 years? Because I'm still playing an advocacy and educational role trying to convince people that outsourcing is really worth looking at. Have you seen it evolve?
Well, Yes, and I do understand why some people would have some hesitation on outsourcing. There are some barriers to entry. They're scared. It's on the other side of the planet. We're going to commit some money. So my approach has always been, you know, let's discuss your account. Tell me what you need. I'll be glad to get everything started for you. You know, no money down. Let's just move this forward. And then when I know that client is happy, then I usually get things started for them right then and there. But one of the barriers of entry is always there's been, you know, like in any business, there's some people that have been doing it right. And then there's some people that haven't actually done it right. And I've always believed, you know, take care of the client, find their needs, make sure they're well taken care of.
Right.
And then as long as you have open communication with them, you know, still get on the phone, still talk to somebody versus just sending an email to them, you'll always have a good relationship.
Yeah, and I think that's where, you know, we're, it's going to be a while before we lose the humans within the business relationship, you know, because it really still comes down to the account management and the relationship and the understanding, because it really is a partnership, isn't it? I think people don't realize the extent to which an outsourcing relationship is a partnership.
Yeah, one of the benefits that I see, like if a company in Australia or Canada or the US, and they want to experience, but really their time is spent should be focused on more of their core business, so that they can concentrate their time on better increasing sales and finances. And a lot of that outsourcing began as saying, I have a lot of repetitive tasks where I can't answer my phones 24 hours a day, or I can't do this. So that's really where a lot of it began, was saying, hey, look, I'm just really busy. I need to focus on my other stuff. Can you guys take care of this for you? Mm-hmm. And then once they realized, wow, that's really nice, I can start adding a few more things. Mm-hmm. So that actually has been one of our specialties, is taking on the small and medium-sized clients that the larger the big guys, so to speak, that will not accept smaller clients. We've kind of specialized in that. And it's nice still to have that one-on-one relationship. You have to have believability with your client. And that's what I do. I speak to every single client that I have.
And when you find, you know, I think we're believers in getting people over the first hurdle, getting them a quick win so that they, you know, they see that outsourcing works. Where do you see the low-hanging fruit for success within outsourcing for the average Joe with an average business?
Number one is just that, it's believability. Once I can speak with them one-on-one, I can evaluate their website or their needs, and we decide, yeah, we can definitely manage this task for you. The second one would be price. It makes no sense to outsource something if the price is going to be too high. And again, with a lot of competition nowadays, everybody is more competitive on their prices. And I think we're probably pretty solid on that. Once we moved out of the Metro Manila area, we moved about 90 minutes south to the Tongass City. Mm-hmm. We're pretty much the main player in that area. So we have a lot of long-term agents that are with us right now. But once you can speak with your client, explain the need, show them that you can do it, and they have that believability, then they're more than happy to do it. And most people usually will start out with a couple people. Nobody very rarely starts out and says, hey, I need 50 people right away. That does happen, but it is quite a large investment as well, even in the Philippines when you're outsourcing, you know, a large group. Most people want to build up into that. They wouldn't mind doing it, but they want to start small. Hey, let me make sure this works, and then we go from there.
And it's about minimizing the risk and exposure and the kind of the big jumps, isn't it? It's just about easing people into it and getting wins.
Once they feel comfortable with it, and they have that believability, and they say, okay, I see this working, it's working seamlessly. Mm-hmm. You know, because everybody, it's their business, it's their livelihood. Mm-hmm. They don't want to hand it over to somebody and then something goes wrong. Mm-hmm. But once they're comfortable with it and they see it's going to work, they usually expand from there and they start adding a few more people. And that's where the word of mouth comes in.
Yeah, that's the
best thing that I can have is client referrals when they're like, hey, my friend can use a couple of people. Can you do that for him? I'm sure, no problem. We'll take care of that for you.
And it's hard to convey that excitement, isn't it? When people start outsourcing, they have that initial fear, uncertainty, but then it works out and they look at, you know, the cost and they're saving so much and they can ramp up. Incredible. It's an exciting period for people.
It's really nice, and that's what the best part for me is that I do have those clients that they started with me with one person or two persons or three persons, mm-hmm. and now they've been with me for years, And to them, it's just such a peace of mind. They're like, great, thank you. And I've got a great relationship with all of my clients. And then again, like I said, referrals and stuff like that. So I still get excited, even if it's even one person or two persons, to onboard a new client, because you just never know in this business.
And then you grow with the business. Yeah, you become an integral part of the business as well.
Yeah, we're definitely part of their business, and they enjoy it. They have peace of mind. They know that we're always going to be there for them. Instant communication with me, even me, I'm available 24/7, just like our website, even I'm on the opposite side of the world. It just eases a lot of things for the client not to have to worry about anymore. They know that they're going to be taken care of.
Absolutely. And so we're going to get you back, and we're going to really deep dive into 247 CSR and the value proposition. But, you know, what is 247 CSR? What is your sweet spot, and you know, where do you sort of sit within the market?
Well, so when we started out, it was mainly as an inbound customer support business, and then our clients were asking us, can we do outbound? So then we expanded inbound, outbound. So our focus mainly was on phones, but again, I believe each and every client that approaches, that's all over the world, they all have unique. It's not a cookie cutter operation, and they want to know that, hey, is this going to be done the right way? But as we grew into it, we started expanding into, you know, data, all sorts of data operations as far as transcription, data coding, list cleanings. Again, and we've learned as we've gone with our clients, each client comes up with a unique proposition. Mm-hmm. Once we've evaluated it, and we said, yeah, we can manage this for you. We'll give it a test go, and then you end up building more knowledge with your people. But as far as our local network goes, it's all about having really good people. Again, the people that have been with me for 10 years now, they know how it runs. And being in there 7 days a week with my business, starting it and developing it, I believe I know what the U.S. clients want. And now my staff also is very familiar with the entire process, and it goes the same way.
And that's, you know, again, what I try and let people know about is that people are getting a great hourly rate, but within that there's your 17, 18 years of experience, and you know, it's kind of sitting on the shoulders of the experience of the entire Philippine outsourcing industry. There's incredible expertise within this industry, isn't it? And you know, you can leverage that to help people's businesses.
Yeah, mostly I believe if a client contacts me, from the U.S. or, like I said, from Australia or whatnot, they want to know that there's somebody on the ground that they can communicate with directly. You know, they have to have that believability factor, just like references on a travel booking website, for example. It's a lot more believable once you've seen people that have been here. So having me here and then speaking directly with the client, it really puts their mind at ease, and they're more than welcome to come over and visit and see our operations. But it's a lot about believability.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. So, Anthony, if anyone wants to learn more about 247 CSR or get in touch with you, how can they do that? And, of course, it'll all be in the show notes. And
yeah, they could just go to www.247csr.com. We do phones, email, live chat, ticketing system. We have all our entire systems, but just go ahead and go to our website, and or they can contact me directly, and I'll be the first one that will call them back right away.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, that was Anthony Kuhn of 247 CSR. If you want any of the show notes, if you want to know any more about what we discussed, go to our show notes, which is at outsourceaccelerator.com/220 for this episode. And as always, if you want to ask us anything, then just drop us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.